Track 6, Activity 20.
The water cycle. The amount of water on Earth always stays about the same. It just recycles itself. Water changes from a liquid to a gas and back again from a gas to a liquid all the time. This process is the water cycle. The sun produces energy which heats the water on the Earth's surface. When water is heated enough, it evaporates and changes from a liquid to a gas. This gas is water vapor.
Look at the right-hand side of the diagram of the water cycle. Look at the arrows pointing upwards from the surface of the Earth. Heat from the sun causes water on the Earth's surface to evaporate. It changes from a liquid to a gas and is carried upwards by warm air.
The water vapor rises and cools. Cooling causes the water vapor to condense. It changes back into very small drops of liquid water. The water droplets collect together and form clouds.
Look at the clouds in the diagram. The drops of water in clouds become larger and heavier. Finally, they get so heavy that they fall back to Earth as rain. Sometimes huge dark storm clouds develop. These clouds produce very large amounts of energy, which explodes in thunder and lightning. Storm clouds also bring heavy rain, snow or hail, and strong winds. Thunderstorms usually last for about an hour, then the cloud runs out of moisture and begins to disappear.
The water that falls to Earth after it condenses is called precipitation. Snow, rain, hail and dew are all forms of precipitation. The water from precipitation flows into rivers and lakes. Some of it soaks into the soil. Finally, it reaches the sea.
Look at the arrows that show how the water flows back to the sea. You can see how the snow melts on the mountains and flows down towards the sea. It is joined by water from rain and other precipitation. It flows on the surface in rivers and lakes and soaks through the soil under the surface. When it is heated enough by the sun, the water will evaporate again, and so the water cycle continues.